Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Moltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
It was Shinsuke Nakamura.
He was almost here.
I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah. He was almost here. He's like, whoops, wrong show.
We're doing it live.
Fuck it.
Yeah,
right. Most recent Royal Rumble winner, which will go down as a head-scratching piece of trivia.
I know.
Shinsuke Nakamura. What a year you have and haven't had.
I know. Somehow we're the United States champion, but now just nothing.
Somehow you won the Royal Rumble, fought for the WWE title for months, won a championship, and still had a year that makes people wish you weren't in the company at all, and we'll just go back to New Japan, where they'll do something with you.
Yeah.
Perplexing. Yeah. We're going to be talking about all sorts of things. Shinsuke Nakamura, that might be his only appearance on this show this evening. That might be it for the artist formerly known. Is it formally known or just known?
Known as. Yeah.
Shinsuke.
It's just the dumbest of all the nicknames.
It's a weird thing.
What do you like? You like to dance, do you? It's like, it's sort of a dance. It's much more of just him sort of being eccentric. A dance, you say? Huh?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So you're an artist. All right, we're going to be talking about all sorts of things. Obviously, the biggest story in wrestling right now is the fact that Zack Ryder went an entire year without a singles match on Raw.
Yeah.
We're going to break down how. We're going to break down why. We're going to break down what he should have done. We're going to fantasy book month by month.
Everything he could have done.
All 52 Raws.
He would have.
Zack Ryder would have brought to the table.
Spoiler alert, he would have been the unified WWE Universal Champion.
Yes, I would have had him resurrect.
Woo-woo, this is Zack Ryder, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders. He told me to say this.
He did. Let me tell you a quick story about the time I ruined Zack Ryder's day. So we're in San Jose, and Zack Ryder...
San Jose, you say?
Yeah, we were on the way to San Jose. We're in San Jose, and it was our first WrestleMania as a team, and we saw Zack Ryder just out living his life, because the wrestlers were all over the place. And we went up to him, and we had a mic because we're professionals. And we had and Bill's very good, and he had a mic right to the phone. And we go up to him, and we're like, "Hey, Zach, will you say you're listening to the New Age Insiders?" And he goes, "Sure, guys." And he goes, "Hey, this is Zack Ryder. You're listening to the New Age Insiders." And I go, "Will you do it again? And will you say woo, woo, woo?" And he just goes, "Yeah." And you could just tell, like, a part of him inside died because, like,
died.
I'm just the woo. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just the woo woo woo.
It's like if you met Jaleel White and he's like, "Hey, nice to meet you. Glad you enjoyed my work." It's like, say, did I do that?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to, man. Right. It's like, say it.
Say it.
Dance, clown.
But to be fair, Zack Ryder without the woo 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 stuff would have been out of the company 7 years ago.
He wouldn't have got signed to begin with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just like I don't know. He embraced the woo.
He embraced the woo. Yeah. Shelby woo.
Right, exactly. Just like if you were a passionate Mystery Files fan of Nickelodeon lore, embrace the woo.
Embrace the woo.
I always appreciated Figure It Out.
Yeah.
Because the star of the Mystery Files of Shelby Woo on Nickelodeon, her name was Irene, and her last name was NG. And I remember being like eight and being like, I don't know what's going on there. Yeah, right. I don't know how to say that. I feel like that might be some sort of a typo.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And I don't know. And then
there's got to be a vowel. That's what I've been told.
The whole time. Like, yeah. That's why
it's gotta be a vowel.
That's why Y gets away with being like
sometimes
like the Bruce Jenner of letters.
The Y doesn't identify with either one.
You could do whatever the hell it wants, right?
It swings for both teams.
Exactly. And so I remember she was on Figure It Out and that crazy dude with the keyboard and all the Beanie Babies or that guy. And he goes, from the Mystery Files of Shelby Woo, Irene, And I went, oh, all right. I don't know if I can duplicate that noise you just made, but at least I know what her name is. Irene, And I was like, ah, all right. All right. Well, now I know.
At least put like a G at the end, like Ung.
Yeah, no, it was just Irene, And it was just like, oh, all right. I get, it's like he just turned, it's like he turned the top half of his head off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Irene, And he can only just sort of push a sound out of his mouth. But that's how he thought it was pronounced, at least. And it's better than what I had as a kid.
Exactly.
Which was typo.
So
I thought it was a typo.
If you don't watch this show live on...
Or the Mystery Files or Shelby Woo.
Yeah, which you can't because it's... Unless... what is it? Verve.
Oh, yeah.
If you have Verve...
We had Verve for like a hot minute.
Yeah, you can watch the Mystery Files of Shelby Woo.
We watched like three episodes of Kenan and Kel that night.
Oh, we watched that on Verve,
Yeah,
we?
It was Verve.
Yeah.
There was a Verve... There was a Verve pipe, and they had a couple... Oh. They had a couple ditties in the early 2000s.
Symphony?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but you can't... Unless you have Verve, you can't watch the Mystery Files of Shelby Woo, but you can watch the New Age Insiders on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
That's right,
Liam. And... We just got a brand new two new Twitch Prime subscribers. I only got hashtag wrestling.
Hashtag wrestling and Pope of Positivity just subscribed.
Oh, that's DC Matthews. I wonder who that is. Danny Frost, two of our favorite people. And here's the thing: if you guys are out there and you're like, "Wow, do you guys like the people that subscribe on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV more than us?" Yes. Yes, we do. So you can be one of those people that we like more.
Want us to like you more, huh?
And we've said it before, if you have Amazon Prime, if you got it for Christmas, if you just have Amazon Prime, even if you don't use Twitch, you have a free subscription using your Twitch Prime account. You go to twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. You subscribe. It goes, hey, are you an Amazon Prime member? They go, yeah, I am. And they go, great. This whole thing is free. We give them money. Jeff Bezos is about to lose
half
a $1 billion a minute in a divorce. We can benefit from that guy's misfortune if you go to twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV and subscribe. And if you have Amazon Prime and subscribe, you get it for free, my friend.
How did Jeff Bezos ever get married? Why on earth would you do such a thing?
Oh, gee, I don't know. A guy worth $1 trillion a second found a wife, did he?
No.
Unbelievable.
Shocking.
Well, better question. Why did he not sign a prenup?
Yes.
Do we know that he didn't?
I don't know.
He was also.
I'm assuming that woman's going to get like $100 jillion.
The headline was also marriage of 25 years. So there's a chance that this woman stuck with him during the like working out of a basement phase.
Yeah, the like I'm figuring it out.
Yeah, and here's the thing too. Remember when the kayfabe line in WWF when Vince and Linda were getting a kayfabe divorce?
Yeah, okay.
And Austin just like McMahon was acting all pouty, and Austin just snapped on him one night. He goes, "What's the worst case scenario? Right, you're a billionaire. Right, you're gonna lose $500 million. Right, that means you're gonna have $500 million. You're gonna be fine, Vince." And it was just like so real. You know what I mean? If Jeff Bezos is like, "Oh, I'm gonna lose half my money," it's like, "Oh no, now you're gonna only own like Peru."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or something. It's like, "Yeah, I'm only gonna be able to buy the one continent this year." I think.
But one thing that you do need to realize with the Twitch Prime subscription, as well as all of the subscriptions, you do have to re-up every month.
Yeah, so that's kind of a new thing. So if you did it in December and you're an awesome person, it is a monthly thing. I don't know why Twitch doesn't just be like, hey, you subscribed like every other platform in the world does. But it is a monthly thing. So twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Your Amazon Prime works every single time, though. So it's not like a one-month, one-time thing.
Yeah, right.
You get it every single time. twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
And again, if you don't have it, you can subscribe with money.
Exactly. You can also just subscribe to the New Age Insiders, and we will send you the link to the live Patreon show.
Correct.
This week, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be talking about just a second, all about the AEW rally. But this week, immediately following the show, it's the new format, we send you a link, we're live, we talk to you guys. We got 5 burning questions. We will be talking about Priscilla and the tampon incident.
Mm.
We will be talking about Kenny Omega and his landing spot where we hope that is. We're going to be talking about the 5 burning topics in wrestling that don't have anything necessarily to do with the AEW rally. And that'll be live on patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders right after this. And if you become a Twitch subscriber, we will send you that link so you can join us as well without even having to go through Patreon. So tons of opportunities to jump in, and we really appreciate DC and Danny for jumping on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. A bunch of exclusive content is coming there. It's the only place you can find Late Night Liam live now. It is going to be the only place. I'm going to announce the name now because I like it.
It's a very fun name.
The conspiracy theory show that people have been telling me to do. I'm going to do it. It's called Know You're Crazy. And it's going to be once a month only on Twitch. You have to subscribe to twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. And if people are like, paywall, you're a business trying to make money, that bothers me somehow. Twitch is free. The subscription benefits us and gives you a commercial-free experience. But if you're on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV right now, you're watching us for free. The subscription, again, is support, and you won't get commercials. And if you want a commercial-free experience and support the New Age Insiders through, know you're crazy. make sure. And that's going to be the first stream. It's going to be this month. So it's launching. It's going to be a monthly show starting in January.
Also, this is going to be a NewAgeInsiders.com exclusive, but I announced it on Late Night Liam last night, and I'll announce it on the show tonight. I will be rewatching and re-reviewing all of the Marvel films leading up to Captain Marvel March 7th.
I'd be happy to help you with that. All right. So that's the business side of things. Thank you for putting up with it, but it does matter, and it does go a long way to help. And again, huge shout out to DC and Danny, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
Yeah, and there's like a cup on the Twitch thing, and things go in the cup. It's fun.
You know what's the funniest part is when I saw DC and Danny's come in, both of them missed the cup.
Oh, wow.
Does it even count if it misses the cup?
It's like oddly appropriate. I think even DC would tell you there's a solid shot. If he shot something at a cup, it might miss. I think even DC
would. Our cup's about a quarter of the way full, so that's a good sign.
That's pretty good. That's awesome. Or some people who are diehard WWE fans all of a sudden would say if it was AEW's cup, it's 75% empty. Because we're going to get to that too, but it's just like, dude, this is super crazy weird because this is almost like if you sat at a bar, right?
Yep.
And I don't want to jump off with this because I want to talk about the good stuff first, but here's a teaser of what's to come. If you sat at a bar, right?
Right.
And you're the bartender and I'm the drunk, angry, sad guy, right?
Yeah.
And I go...
You know, bars.
Yeah, right. And I go, I hate my girlfriend, man. She brings me down. I think she might be cheating on me. It's not the same as it used to be. I don't know what to do. And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And I, you know, it's just... It gets worse every day. And you're like, yeah. And it's just like... You know, man, sometimes I think I'm just going to leave her. And you go, yeah, she sounds like a real bitch. And I go, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
How dare you besmirch the honor of my girlfriend?
Yeah,
who
right.
I have been bashing for a fucking half hour. Right.
Yeah, right, right.
And all these people that go out of their way to go on Twitter and go, WWE is at an all-time low. This show sucks something hard. Everything about it's bad. I don't even know why I watch anymore. Look at the ratings. Everybody's dumb. Vince McMahon should die. And then you go, yeah, and AEW's come along and been like, we're going to be taking care of our wrestlers, give you some names you know, and try some new stuff. And you're like, WWE is the king of professional wrestling. How dare you threaten the crown? And it's like, who are you people?
Right.
What I mean?
Like, where were you before the McMahons like had their announcement of like, we're going to try again?
Who are you people? You are the same people that tell me every single day that WWE is unwatchable are the ones telling me they are the king of the mountain and shall never be knocked off. Also, I got to tell you, if you think Cody Rhodes is climbing up a mountain with a knife in his mouth, coming to slay Vince McMahon, that is not the goal here.
That is definitely not what's going to happen.
The biggest analogy that I'll try to give you here is this. Budweiser, let's call them the king of beers, right? Even though I know they're not anymore or whatever, whatever. But Budweiser is the number one in at least the United States,
right?
More bars have it.
Let's just say it is.
Right. Bars have it, arenas. Bars have it, arenas have it. It's fucking Budweiser, right?
Right.
It's everywhere. And along 15, 20 years ago, along came Sam Adams. And that guy, Tim Koch, was like, I'm going to make a beer too, and I hope people like it. And now Sam Adams is in a bunch of bars. It's some people's favorite beer.
Right.
So, while a lot of people are going to show up to the barbecue with a 18 rack of Bud Light, some people show up with Sam Adams.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some people don't even like Bud Light. You know what I mean? And some people like them both and like to try different things depending on the mood they're in.
Yeah.
Right? And Sam Adams is never going to put Budweiser out of business.
Right.
Sam Adams isn't trying to put Budweiser out of business.
It's just trying to be the best beer it can.
They're just trying to be a beer you like and you buy, and we give people jobs and we have fun making a different beer, and so you don't only have to drink Budweiser, because that would suck if that was the only beer in the world.
Yeah.
Even if you like Budweiser, it shouldn't be the only beer.
Yeah, right.
And you know what I mean? And people are just like, freaking out.
Yeah.
And I just don't get the world.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, it's just internet culture.
Sometimes.
It's just internet culture.
Yeah. So.
So the positives of the AEW rally.
Let's go ahead and just start from the top and not bury the lead. Chris Jericho.
Yeah, huge.
Signed an exclusive deal. The only thing I haven't seen confirmed, and it might be out there by now, is the longevity of the contract.
Yeah.
We're never going to know how much he's getting paid unless he wants us to know. But I don't know.
I don't think he's getting paid a whole lot because...
Me neither. Oh, I think he's getting paid in the five digits when Jericho should be commanding seven.
There's also a good possibility that they are giving him part of the company instead of a salary.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
There's something to be said about that. But I want to jump off with Jericho because there's a lot of things that went down at the Double or Nothing rally. First and foremost, if you haven't heard, Double or Nothing is official. May 25th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas.
Very fun.
It's going to be considerate WrestleMania 2 to All In 2 kind of idea. It is their All Elite Wrestling's first major event. Their second event, which I believe the date is TBD, will take place in Jacksonville, which shouldn't be a great surprise, seeing as how the owner of the Jaguars has fronted almost all of the money or a considerable portion of it to make this thing happen in the first place.
All of it.
Yeah.
He also looked so giddy at that rally.
He was younger than I thought. And he definitely seems like one of those guys where he's like, I'm 35. I love wrestling. I have $6 billion.
Yeah, right.
And Cody Rhodes wants to hang out. And he's doing what all of us would do if we had $6 billion and Cody Rhodes is like, can we hang out? Like, yes. Yes, we can. Yes. With all of your cool friends, I will bring the money.
Yeah. I'll pay for everything.
Right. But
let's
hang out. I want to kick off with Jericho because there's so many things to talk about with this. The idea, it can't be shocking, I don't think, that he has some sort of relationship with AEW and working with them. But to sign pen to paper and say, I'll only work for you for whatever the chunk of time it is. Now, I'm spitballing here. I have heard nothing. I don't know anything. I'm going to say he signed a deal for 1 year, right?
Yeah.
He's 48 years old. He probably doesn't want to commit the rest of his career to this company.
Right.
I do believe he wants to take a final bow in WWE. So he's not going to say like, yeah, here's a 5-year deal. I'll work here till I'm 53 and hope they want me.
Right.
I think that I believe it to be a 1-year deal out of just my gut, but it's still a commitment that goes, I'm not going to work for WWE in the year 2019.
Right.
It's a commitment to AEW to have sort of this, like the way I look at it is like, if you remember like expansion drafts, when you get new teams,
right.
This was the veteran that got put on waivers that you picked up.
Yeah,
to
you
be
didn't
like,
protect him. You didn't protect this veteran, and he ended up getting scooped up by this team. Chris Jericho coming to AEW is huge, right?
It is.
Because he still has that name value. People like Chris Jericho. Look at how many people got turned on to the New Japan product because of what he's doing. And now there's a ton of buzzwords flying around with AEW.
Yep.
And now Chris Jericho
makes bigger headlines because of Jericho.
Now, again, you look at TNA, right? And because I'm going to draw those comparisons, right? Where TNA in the beginning, it had a bunch of people and they were all cute, right? It was cute to have Jeff.
You're talking about Velvet Sky, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm talking about, you know, you had Jeff Jarrett and you had Jeff Hardy and Christian, and you knew these guys and they were fine. And it's just like, oh, that's great. But then all of a sudden you start hearing rumblings that Sting is going to show up.
Sure.
And
Kurt Angle.
Well, Sting is the first one.
Okay.
Right? So Sting is the first big guy that is like, holy shit, Sting's going to wrestle for this promotion. I gotta watch it. I gotta at least check it out.
Sure.
Right.
Yep.
And so that brings a lot of eyes to TNA at the time. And now this is the same thing where it's like, yeah, Cody and the Bucks, you either like him or you don't like him, or you either get it or you don't. And Hangman Page, you hear that he's really good. Marty, you know, is coming. Kenny Omega, everybody assumes is coming, but hasn't been actually confirmed. And because all wrestling fans think the sky is falling at any given point in time, he's already confirmed to be, you know, Kenny One Wing and, you know, just have a weird, stupid video game gimmick.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's already gone to the WWE and it's already failed.
Right.
Even though AJ Styles didn't.
Didn't.
At all.
At all.
Huge success If you would have, if I would have like slid you a piece of paper in January 2016 and said this is what his first 3 years in the company are going to look like, you would have flipped with joy.
Yeah, right.
Multiple time champion, pins John Cena,
long time champion,
right? Pins John Cena, always the focal point, Mr. SmackDown. Looks like you'd wet yourself,
right? And so, Chris Jericho is great to start. As long, you know, there's going to be more announcements to come. You know, they're not going to tip their whole hand during this press conference. You know, and I think Chris Jericho's a great first surprise.
Yeah, Chris Jericho is the guy that gets you, like, the people that are whatever about this to at least turn their heads. Because there's all these different camps, and I understand. There really are three camps, right? And I don't know who slots where as far as percentages and
who cares? It doesn't matter.
But it's camps that are just like, I am legitimately sick and tired of WWE to the point I don't watch anymore. So AEW is going to be my pro wrestling. Now, yep. I would consider them to be the minority, right?
Yes. Yeah, probably.
I think there's more people that say they're in that camp than actually live there.
Yeah.
There's the people and over here on the complete other side of the pendulum that will say, I only watch WWE. I don't care about indie wrestling. I don't care about anyone that's not on Raw or SmackDown. Not for me. Yep. And then there's people in the middle that are like, I want everything to work, and I'm going to check them both out. And I wish there were more people in that middle camp. I think more people will filter into that middle camp. But Chris Jericho's the kind of guy that gets people that middle camp.
Right.
Because, like, look, you either, I'm just going to be like real talk right now, right? You're either super into Cody and the Bucks, or they tend, from what I've seen online, they tend to rub people the wrong way. There are some people that just think these guys have now hit the point where anything they do, they take solid gold shits, you know what I mean, to some fans. And it's nauseating because the Young Bucks will go like, thanks, everybody. And sometimes the headline will say, Young Bucks most selfless team in history of pro wrestling, right? And that's how some people feel. Right. And then there's other people that feel like, no, you don't get it. The Young Bucks are the greatest tag team ever. What they're doing is keeping me invested in wrestling. Cody's been a great addition. His fame and notoriety has helped them take the next step, right? But what I think the problem is if you're like on the fence about it and like, look, I wish them the best, but whatever, Chris Jericho goes, this is where I'm going to be. You said it. You turn your, like, I'm not trying to draw a direct line because it'd be stupid to. He's the best, right? But if you had never checked out WCW before, right, I bet you Hulk Hogan maybe got you to check out your very first Nitro.
Yeah, right.
If you were like, I'm not gonna, because even if you don't admit it, let's say you've never watched a minute of Impact. Let's say you haven't watched Impact in 6 or 7 years.
Right.
If they signed John Cena, you are going to watch John Cena's TNA debut. Yeah. You absolutely are, because you just got to see it. What the hell does this look like? What's going on? And look, Chris Jericho isn't Hulk Hogan and isn't John Cena, but he is the next shelf down, which is as relevant and popular as anybody else. And there are people that are going to watch AEW because, wow, Chris Jericho committed to this son of a bitch? Let's check this thing out. That's real.
That is real. I love what this roster is shaping up to be in the, like, you know, in the far, the very, very infantile stages of it. The second big surprise of the AEW press conference from a roster standpoint was Neville, Pac.
Sure.
Pac showing up as the Dragon's Gate USA champion.
Yep.
In what I assume is going to be a championship showdown between him and Hangman Page.
Sure.
And
if Dragon's Gate's going to be cool with the title being defended there, then yeah, why not?
Or it's maybe for the AEW championship.
Maybe.
You know, so who knows? Who knows what that's actually going to be and what that's actually going to look like? But having Pac show up, who was a guy who was very, very popular with WWE, I would say in the same vein that Cody was right before the Stardust stuff.
Sure.
Right? He reached that same level where Cody was like, yeah, no, this guy's on pace to be a big deal and a major champion for them.
Yep.
And then, yeah, they saddled him in the cruiserweight division and it really didn't kind of work, but he made it its own and he made it interesting.
And people were sad that he was gone.
Yep. So and now he's going to do something relevant because nobody watches Dragon's Gate USA.
And just to be real, because I'm not trying to be like, I don't know, any form of condescending at all, right? But the way I look at it is like this. They announced a variety of signings at that press conference this week, right? So the people that I could think of at the top of my head that they confirmed, SCU, MJF, Adam Page, Hangman Page, Pac, Chris Jericho, which we'll get to, Cody and the Bucks you already knew about, and Joey Janela.
Yes.
Right?
And so Penelope Ford and Britt Baker.
And Britt Baker. And those are like the confirmed, here you go, this yep. is the intro to the roster, right?
Yeah.
And what I would tell you is, and I mean this with all the love in the world, I'm just trying to be real and give you my opinion here, you could stack SCU on top of MJF, on top of Pac, on top of Cody, on top of the Young Bucks, on top of Penelope Ford, on top of Joey Janela, and have Britt Baker be the top of the pyramid because she's so damn pretty, right?
Yeah, right.
And Chris Jericho is a bigger get than the rest of them.
Oh, yeah.
Than the rest of them.
Yes.
That's like one of those trades where it's like, would you trade your starting catcher, best pitcher, and left fielder for this one player he's so damn good kind of thing?
Yeah.
And I would.
Right.
And so, because with all the love in the world to very talented people, if you're 35 and do not know who Joey Janela is, even though he's so much fun, I promise,
right.
but Chris Jericho is on board,
right
that's
going
to get you to go.
Right now, the point is I'm going to produce a television show. Sure. I don't know where the show's going to be, but I'm going to produce a television show, and I need you to watch. And again, I draw the Sting comparison, right? Because it's literally the same thing where it's like, yeah, this guy hasn't wrestled in a while. Well, you know, in Chris Jericho's case, he wrestles sparingly
sure.
now, but he hasn't wrestled in a while. You know exactly who he is. He is a cross-generational wrestler, and everybody knows who Chris Jericho is, just like everybody knows who Sting is. And now I have a television show, and on this television show, Chris Jericho is going to be there because for a majority of people, they heard that Chris Jericho was going to wrestle in New Japan, and then it was way too hard because I had to go to a website that's in Japanese.
Watch it. It's
and
super
then
crazy
watching
times.
At either a super crazy time or watch it later, have it spoiled on the internet, and it's just nonsense. Whereas.
And wrestle a guy I don't know.
Yeah, right. And wrestle a guy I don't know or don't care, right? Well, now Chris Jericho is just going to be on this show, on this television show, and I'm just going to be able to get it. And so now all of a sudden, because it's so easy, I'm going to check it out. And that's why Chris Jericho is so important.
He really is. And we know the Reese is a super smart fan and a giant Chris Jericho fan. And she's listening live and she says, I was always going to check out AEW, but the Jericho signing definitely makes me want to pay closer attention to it. That's what he does as well, is it gets people that I think were like, yeah, if it's convenient, I'll see what's going on. And I think what Chris Jericho does is make it go from that to, oh, I will be watching this.
Yeah,
at least
right.
the first one. Again, at least that
right.
first one.
There was a stat that leading into Jericho Omega number one, New Japan World got 100,000 new subscribers heading into that match.
That's in the business, they call that a draw, folks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's called a draw. Something that actually makes a difference at the gate. So real quick, because there are other people to talk about it. I mean, I don't want this just to be about Chris Jericho, even though I do think he's the biggest point of interest here. Chris Jericho is now locked up for a year with AEW, right? No matter what their programming is going to be, whether it's going to be like we talked about, an hour a week, 2 hours a week, a monthly pay-per-view, a quarterly pay-per-view, whatever it may be, for in common sense would tell you, for at least a year, he won't be part of the WWE.
Yep.
So I do, as much as AEW is this week's show, does he work? It might sound like a silly question, but you got to throw it out there. Does he work in the WWE again? What does it look like? Just how mad are you if you're Vince McMahon that this dude that you've, you know, helped to make the star he is today is now taking his ball and telling you to piss off at a press conference? And what do you think this is for the, how sturdy is the bridge between Chris Jericho and the WWE?
I think that it ultimately doesn't matter, right? I think ultimately it doesn't matter because I don't think it matters to Chris Jericho. You know, he said it at the press conference.
I agree with you there.
You know, he said it at the press conference that it's like, it's not about money. If he wanted money, he'd go somewhere else. And he's clearly talking about WWE. And I think that he gets to work, he gets to wrestle, which I do think he still passionately loves.
Yep.
But he's going to be able to do it on his time. And he still gets to be the rock star and everything.
I understand why he's doing it. I'm just talking about the fact that he is taking a 20-year relationship, and I think at the very least, willing to risk it. I'm not telling you it's over. I'm not telling you that Vince McMahon has deleted his number. It is interesting that already on their programming, in the opening credits or whatever, you know, for Raw and SmackDown, there was a scene, you know, that he was in doing the list, and they've replaced him. So yeah. He's already out of the opening credits, so there might be a little tinge of bitterness there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I understand.
I always feel like Vince McMahon in the WWE is very reactionary when it comes to stuff like that. But I think ultimately it's not going to matter, right? I think that...
You don't think this changes their relationship at all?
I don't.
For the first time in 20 years, he signed with a company in North America that's not his.
Yeah. I think if anything, it's mutual... You know, I think it's mutual, right? Because I think
I
that.
Don't.
Well, no.
I think he's pissed.
No, I think Jericho is probably pissed at Vince because he initially wanted NXT to be on his cruise, and Vince said no.
Yep. And I'm not pointing blame or doing right now. But if I believe Vince McMahon is probably not happy about this.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably, and I just think just because of the person that we've been led to believe that he is, yeah, he's probably mad in the moment right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think that...
I don't think it would prohibit them from doing business down the road,
yeah,
per se.
Yeah.
But this is different than we've usually seen because when he was, like, mad at Stone Cold, Austin wasn't threatening to go to Ring of Honor. Austin was threatening to never wrestle again. And so we can work that out, get it out of your system, have your temper tantrum come back.
Right, yeah.
Chris Jericho's giving legitimate attention to somebody who's
coming,
you know, not coming to kill you, but coming to, like, move in on your territory kind of thing.
Yeah, and again, I think that Chris Jericho no longer cares if he goes back to WWE or not.
I certainly agree with that.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Okay. I just think it's an interesting point of topic because you're talking about a guy that was absolutely guaranteed to headline a Hall of Fame class for this company one day that may now not get in for 10 or 15 years because people need to, like, get over shit. I think it's interesting. That's all.
But I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that level of a blood feud.
You don't think so?
No.
I think we haven't seen what Jericho's willing to go out there and do and say on their programming yet.
Yeah. So then to make wild accusations the other way and say that it's now a blood feud is not fair to say.
Well,
either.
Blood feud is strong. I would just tell you it might be like that tension that existed between, like, I don't know, like him and Billy Graham. Where, like, there was real tension there because they just didn't, you know, they had a falling out and then never made it better for so long. They finally got over it.
Right.
But they just, there was so much tension and then that separation that they never got over it. And I don't know. And you know what? Maybe Chris Jericho's in the Royal Rumble for all I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But I just think it's interesting that, like, you know, in theory, potentially, a 20-year all-time career for them is over and he's now working for a competitor.
Right.
Bill, just really quick, what do you think about that? What do you think about the idea of, like, Jericho being willing to take this risk, and how do you think both sides feel? What do you think the strength of the bridge is?
I'm not sure if you guys listened to the Talk is Jericho after All In, but you could sense the utter excitement that Jericho was experiencing after being at that show and being in front of that crowd in Chicago. And I think that kind of stuck with him, and I think he wants to do these guys a solid almost in return for putting him on their show and putting those guys on the cruise, and he's going to show up and do a solid for them for AEW and give them the boost they need.
Sure.
I think he's really excited about it.
Yeah, I do as well. There's no doubt in my mind that Chris Jericho is gung-ho about this, and I don't think he tossed and turned over it. I think he gave it the diligence of thought it deserved, but I don't believe that he lost a lot of sleep over this decision.
Yeah.
I think it was probably pretty easy for him. I just also think it is interesting that, you know, just as a point of conversation, I cannot think of the last time Vince lost an actual star like this that was not his choosing. Like, yeah, he fired Kurt Angle once, and he fired Bobby Lashley once, and he fired Bubba Dudley to become Bully Ray once, but he didn't fire Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho chose another, and Vince McMahon has just so much stubborn pride that I think that might be in play. That's all.
I don't think so.
Okay. But to your point, though, that I don't think Chris Jericho could give a shit about what WWE thinks right now. Couldn't agree with you more. I just think it, you know, again, this is somebody that very recently in the last calendar year, the three of us have sit here and put him over as, like, perhaps a top 10 wrestler ever.
Right. But
and Vince McMahon helped him get there.
But think about it this way, right? He appears on New Japan programming to challenge Kenny Omega. He then wrestles at their biggest show that year.
Yep.
He then is in the Greatest Royal Rumble but then wrestles at Dominion and wins the New Japan Intercontinental Championship, held that for till the next one, while showing up at All in between that.
Yep.
And at no point did any of those non-WWE things that ruffle any feathers, right? Because he appeared, he was doing New Japan stuff and appeared at a WWE thing. And you know what I mean? So
here's the difference. Here's the difference. New Japan, WWE and New Japan have a decent enough relationship, right? It's in another country. It's in a funky time zone. It doesn't.
Right.
It's not selling on my corner. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When
to be fair, neither is All Elite Wrestling right now.
Not yet.
But what are they doing? We don't know what they're doing.
You're right. But what I'm saying is like there. So New Japan is like, you know, we have a decent relationship. Liger worked with us in like 2016 or something. So we or 15. I don't know. We have a decent enough right. relationship. We always have. Again, different country, different time zone, whatever. All In. Not psyched about All In. I don't have any right to tell you you can't do it. I don't have any contract to tell you you can't do it. You didn't work the show. You weren't announced for the show. So in theory, you didn't help the show, quote unquote, draw. You were just a fun moment in the show. Right? Ah, all right. Not loving it, Chris, but, you know, we can make money together. Now, the difference to me here is that make no uncertain terms. Cody Rhodes is talking about health insurance and paid rehabilitation for his wrestlers. He's talking about equal pay for men and women. He's talking about guaranteed paydays for guys and seeing themselves get compensated better. They're talking about changing the world and changing the universe and look out, right?
Right.
These are shots across the bow. And for the very first time, a company's objective is to do things that are like TNA never went like, we think WWE is shit to their employees and that's going to change. They never went that way. Right. In fact, they were way worse to their employees, right? Cody Rhodes is sitting there on a podium, and when he goes, wrestlers deserve better treatment, he's talking about Vince McMahon.
Right.
And then Chris Jericho comes out there and goes like, yeah, me too! And you're like, God damn, I thought we were cool, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
I thought I made you the first undisputed champion in the history of this business. You tell everybody, from what I've heard in real life, Chris Jericho like introduces himself as the guy that pinned The Rock and Stone Cold on the same night. Right. So it's like, God damn, man, I helped you, not did, but helped you get to this level, and you're going to stand next to Cody and be like, yeah, fuck that place. Woo! Rock and roll!
Yeah.
I'm still cool, guys, right? I'm not 50, right? Yeah. I'm still one of the 25-year-olds. Hangman Page! You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, Hangman Page is 25, and when Chris Jericho was 25, Hangman Page was 2. You know what I mean? Right. So it's like, ugh. So I'm just saying that, like, you know, I'm rooting for all of them.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled that Jericho's there because I do believe it gives you an instant plug-and-play reason to watch. But yeah, if I'm Vince McMahon, just to play the other side of this thing real quick. Yeah, if I'm Vince McMahon, I'm not thrilled with what probably didn't see but heard about that rally.
But again, I don't think this is far more fleeting and passing than I think that you're.
Do you think they're going to succeed?
AEW?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
What is success to you?
I think that success to me is the heights that the TNA reached right before they brought in Hogan and Bischoff.
Okay.
Right? Where it's like, hey, this is my brand of choice. WWE isn't that great right now, but TNA, damn it, is actually really good. It's worth watching.
It was for a while.
And it was.
It was
and,
for a while.
And I think that they're going to be more of that constant. I think that it's what people that still like TNA would like. Like, if you go online, there's that weird, like, subsection of fans that's just like TNA, and they're all like, you don't know what you're talking about! Ah! Like, those people.
Yeah.
I think that it's going to be, like, actually worth watching.
Okay.
You know, I think what Ring of Honor was, when people were talking about all these guys you didn't know, you know, I think that that's kind of what we're talking about, because I don't think that we're going to get to a point where we're going to have them selling out football stadiums. And if I'm being honest, I don't hope they get there, just because I find that the WWE machine has gotten too big.
I agree with you that I think the charm factor here is because, like, you know, like, I'm just going to give it a local example because it's pertinent and it actually applies, I promise. Right. But one of the goals, like, so our involvement with Chaotic Wrestling, right?
Right.
One of the goals we've had since day one is we need to get you to bigger buildings because we kind of know if we put out these chairs right. in these towns, they'll sell. How? What if we put out this many chairs? What
in
if
this
we,
other town?
What if we went to a new town, right? And I think there are, to be honest with you, a subset of fans, and maybe even subset of ownership, if I'm being frank, that don't want to do that because they feel that there's a certain charm where it's like it's almost like a mom-and-pop bakery, but they right. sell wrestling. And people yeah, just right. like that in this town, this is the wrestling shop. You know what I
right.
mean? And they don't want, and I understand that because there's something to be said about how Ring of Honor has gone on a downward slope because the old clips of about like 3,000 people watching Tyler Black is not the same as what they want to be like 10,000 people right. watching Dalton Castle, right?
Right.
That's just real, right? There's something about the charm, the intimacy, the right. Hammerstein Ballroom, the intimacy.
Right. And that's the point with TNA because TNA was in the Impact Zone and the Impact Zone was great and they were traveling, but they were traveling to small arenas. And then the line really gets drawn when Hogan and Bischoff show up because Hogan and Bischoff show up and it's, no, we're going to go to real stadiums yeah. and we're going to really do it. And we're going to go from a six-sided ring to a four-sided ring.
Yeah, right.
And we're really going to do it.
And we're going to take on WWE.
And it's like, no, that's not what I yep. came here for.
You just lost.
Yeah, I'm not here for that.
Yep.
And so it's like, yeah, look, these smaller arenas that AEW's kind of been playing in is where I want you to be, right? Maybe your weekly programming, that's also part of the reason why Lucha Underground works. Lucha Underground maybe has 400 people that are watching that yeah. that wrestling promotion,
yeah.
right? And that's the intimacy and that's the fun of it.
The last time I went to, or really, to be honest with you, saw a great Ring of Honor show was when you and I went to Final Battle in 2014.
Right.
And a part of that charm was there was probably 2,000 of us or something
yeah.
in that cramped bar, double-decker, yeah. standing room only little venue
right.
where we felt like basically we were in this like hobo boxcar watching two guys fight. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Right.
And there was this cool like underground element to it. Early ECW,
right?
Right. This is on at 3 o'clock on one in the morning on the Spanish channel, or really, it's happening right here, right now in the Hammerstein Ballroom. Ah, and yeah. there was that energy, and wrestling's about energy. All those gifs and clips you see on the internet of like Nitro and like Luger running a train and everybody freaking out, and the reason the clips go viral is because you're watching the people freak out. It's
yeah.
not even about what the wrestlers are doing. The wrestlers are just doing wrestler stuff, dropping clotheslines and getting heat and shine,
yeah, right.
and, you know, work and shine and all that bullshit. But you're watching, you know, Stone Cold's music hit, and you're watching 15,000 people win the lottery at the same time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
And just freaking out at a 10. And that's when wrestling's at its best, and I think you get that in that little
right.
you don't understand
well,
atmosphere.
And that's the problem with WWE right now, right? They're in these larger venues, and people aren't on top of them anymore.
Yep.
And so the air kind of just escapes.
Yeah.
You know, you
the
look
Boston
at,
Garden is no place for like an underground grungy feeling
right.
show. You know
and
I mean?
And look, you know, I'm not saying the WWE needs to start running the Worcester Centrum. You know what I mean?
I am.
Yeah. But you know,
you Foley won his title.
Right? Yeah, it is. But you're looking at watching Becky Lynch, and it's like, I bet you Becky Lynch is still getting people to react in the same way, but she's in these larger arenas, and so you can't feel it anymore.
Totally agree with you. I understand completely.
You know,
and everybody's washed in LED lighting,
yeah.
and it's not the same as these like floods of sound signs with house lights, and so you can just see everybody freaking out all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the crowd, Vince McMahon would prefer it if the crowd wasn't even there. He
right.
blacks you out and like
right.
drapes you in these red and blue lights so you're ambiance
yeah.
and not actually like people.
Right.
Really quick, just because one of our favorite people, James Stewart, the producer of the most popular show in Boston radio, Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub, he is watching on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV because
yeah.
he's awesome. And this is just jumping back to Jericho really quickly. This I know that you don't think there's a ton of contempt there. And I'm not telling you there's a ton of contempt there.
Right.
But a great point that Jimmy makes at I Am James Stewart is, remember, in who's slowly taking control of this show is Triple H.
Yeah.
Triple H and Chris Jericho have a long history of not liking each other.
Yeah, that's true.
And if in 10 years Vince is dead, which is unfortunately on the table for a guy that's been full of anger, stress, and chemicals for 50 years, right?
Yeah, right.
If that's on the table, and if it's the same, it's not exactly the same, but it's similar to our conversations about Punk. If Triple H has to decide whether or not CM Punk comes back, he never will.
Oh, well, CM Punk also might wrestle for AEW.
Oh, and I think it's more likely than not, because you want to talk about middle fingers flying around.
Yeah.
But yeah.
If CM Punk shows up, then yeah, they're both screwed, because it's two of them. The two of them get packaged together in the fuck you parade.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And AEW, I already have an Attitude Era pun lettering to work with. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I can already, AE, I already got this. But it's just interesting, because you're right, because like Triple H, I think like if Vince was like, yeah, I'll work with CM Punk tomorrow, tons of money to me. Triple H, I think, would be like, I think we need to have like a meeting. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
and I think Vince McMahon, when things simmer, would be the guy that would be like, yeah, let's work with Jericho. There's money. And I think Triple H would be like, I don't know, man. I'm still not 100% sure he's got the juice. It's like, Hunter, you know, we put like 10 titles on him. It's like, ah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like that spot with Hebner. But Jericho fascinates me and just the idea. But yeah, thank you, Jimmy. Let's go ahead and take a break, because we're going to come back and there's so much more to talk about from this rally. Brandi Rhodes has said that men and women are going to receive equal pay in this company. I think that sounds stupendous and is going to be very difficult for them to put off in practicality. I'll tell you why. We're going to talk about MJF. We'll talk about Joey Janela.
Yep.
All the stuff.
Then the negative backlash of a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. And then why I don't understand why you can't just be happy that people are happy. All that and more is the New Age Insiders return on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Yeah. Hey, neighborhood. Feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda, but it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
I'm retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie J. Mikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner Jamie J. Mikowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show with your hosts Jason Maltoff, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
Bill, I love this musical choice that you've decided to make.
This is my favorite song.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Kurt Cobain's alive and well.
Oh, God, that's definitely not true. His brains are back on the wall over there.
Yep. He didn't kill himself here. He killed himself in a garage in Seattle.
That would suck.
They found him in, like, it was one of those, like, garages where, like, you ever watch Growing Pains?
Yeah.
You know how they, you know, like, had a garage, but, like, they turned, like, the top of it into, like, a room for a mic?
Yeah, right.
Ben. Right?
Ben.
And Cobain was, they found him up there.
Yeah.
In, like, a apartment, like a
So, here's
apartment.
The thing. You're a conspiracy theory guy.
I sure am.
Did Courtney Love kill him?
We are going to do this as an episode of No. You're Crazy, with featuring Jason Molotov only on the New Age Insiders Twitch channel coming this month. And this isn't going to be our opening topic, but it will be on, it's on the list. I'll give you the cliff notes as a preview to listen to No, You're Crazy on twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV
right.
once a month. I do not believe that she pulled the trigger. I believe that she paid the person that did kill him to commit the murder. Here are just the bullet points really quick.
Okay.
Here are the bullet points.
I don't know any of this. So okay. I just know that it's like, yeah, he committed suicide. Or it's like, no, Courtney Love killed him.
Okay. So here are the bullet points. All right. Kurt Cobain, the murder weapon or the suicide weapon they found was a full-barreled shotgun.
Right.
In order, because of where the trigger was, we're talking about...
Would have had to have like pulled it with his toes.
He would have had to pull the trigger with his toes to actually be able to execute, putting it in his mouth and blowing his own head off, right? Kurt Cobain's body was found with a pair of Adidas shell toes on and tied, right? So if you can imagine Adidas shell toes, there's no way you could have finagled pulling the trigger with that kind of accuracy. The other thing, too, is his autopsy showed that he was on enough heroin to basically put a horse to sleep. And so there's no way that guy that high was going to finagle pulling a trigger and making this whole mousetrap contraption work, right? Second part, and importantly, if you read his suicide note, it's in two distinct handwritings and then takes a distinct kind of turn. The opening part of his suicide note is him, what I believe is a letter to the public, to the press, to his bandmates, leaving Nirvana. The opening part of the letter is basically like, I never wanted to see my music get used for commercialization. Right. I don't have a love for this anymore. I only want to be with my daughter. My daughter's my new world now. It's not about music. And he was going to leave Nirvana, at least for a break.
Right.
And then I think, if you know anything about Courtney Love, before she married Kurt Cobain, she was an actual coke addicted stripper. That's like, not like, haha, like, no, for real.
Yeah, right.
And so I believe this woman saw her famous meal ticket husband
stopping the famous meal ticket,
right, and being like, can't have that. Now I'm just going to be some ex rock star's wife, junkie stripper wife. Can't have that. I'm going to make you immortal, right?
Right. Second, and then I'm going to sell all your shit.
Second half of the suicide note goes into, oh, but I don't want to live in this world. I'm so sad. They just don't.
They don't match up.
They shouldn't be the same letter.
Right.
And then one more contributing factor is, I hate to say this, but there's a huge asterisk. Yeah, but so I'm okay with it. She started a band afterwards called Hole.
Yeah.
And if you listen to Hole's first album, I believe it's called Celebrity Skin. It's actually good. Because I believe she took his book of lyrics and made those songs. Like, Celebrity Skin might be the single, but if you listen to it, it's like that could easily be a Nirvana song. It's about how fake Hollywood is. It's got a very simple rhythm. It could easily be a Nirvana song. And I think she goes, she paid one of his junkie friends to get high with him and blow him away. So she could get the money, get the fame, get the Nirvana rights,
right,
and then take his music and start her own band. And they were successful for a period of time.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we'll talk about it in, I promise you, even more detail.
Ooh.
No, You're Crazy. Coming to twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. But yes.
Very fun.
I do believe that Courtney Love is at least somehow criminally responsible for the death of Kurt Cobain. And I'll tease this. Somebody in her direct family believes she did it as well. We'll talk about that on the show.
Ooh. The daughter.
Maybe. Listen. His daughter's name is Frances Bean. Which I always thought was nuts. So anyway, AEW's alive and well. Okay. And we're going to talk about all of it. We just talked about Chris Jericho. And again, we hope you're joining us live on twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. Also, immediately following this show, we see you out there listening. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders, the 5 burning topics in wrestling that just we didn't have time for because AEW is making so much news, including the tampon incident with Priscilla, including Kenny Omega's future, all on Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. And if you subscribe, in any way, Amazon, Twitch Prime, or just regularly, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, before the end of this broadcast live, we will send you a link to listen and take part in the live stream right after this show. So there's all sorts of reasons to join Patreon or Twitch and jump into the fun, and it would be great. Now I want to talk about something that I am going to do my best to stay super cautious of my wording, because I promise you I want it to work. I am just hesitant to its practicality, but okay. But we could talk about it. One of the more noteworthy announcements made at the AEW rally was from Brandi Rhodes, their chief branding officer, Brandi Rhodes, who does have a number of degrees and is super qualified for this. She's not just Cody Rhodes' wife here, I promise. And she said that the women will be, there will be a women's division.
Yeah.
Women will be treated, you know, with respect in the company, whatever, whatever. And they will receive equal pay.
Right.
And so here's the thing. What I believe she omitted, and I have to believe she omitted, was there's going to be some sort of scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. She elaborated on that later on Twitter. I'm trying to pull it up right
now. Okay. Because.
Yeah.
Your knee-jerk reaction
is... I'm not going to pay Chris Jericho the same amount that I'm going to pay Joey Janela, let alone Britt Baker.
Right, here we go. Right. It says, equal pay means equal opportunity regardless of sex. It does not mean that everyone will be paid exactly the same salary regardless of their position. It means the gender pay gap does not apply. An entry-level woman won't make less than an entry-level man because of her gender.
That makes all the sense. That makes a considerable amount more sense to me, because what I think people need to like pump the brakes on is that. Because look, if I'm going to bring in Kenny Omega...
Yeah.
And I might have to, like, I'm never going to be able to pay him what WWE does. I can, but I don't want to. Let's talk about that just super quickly. Just super quickly, because I want it to come up. I understand that this is Khan. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Shad Khan.
Shao Khan. The tiger from the Jungle Book.
That's Shere Khan.
I understand.
Yeah. Shao Khan is the big bad guy from Mortal Kombat.
Right. The tiger bad guy from Jungle Book. Right?
Mortal Bungle Book?
Mortal Bungle Book.
Yeah, Mortal Bungle Book.
Mortal Bungle Book, right? Yeah. The tiger final boss in Mortal Bungle Book.
Yep.
Owns this company, right?
Yes.
And has somebody said upwards of $6 billion, right?
Yeah.
And Vince doesn't, right?
Yeah.
And I understand that. But let me clarify specifically that the owner of the Mortal Bungle Book might have more money here. I do not believe, and you're not going to change my mind, not tonight anyway, maybe after a long, long argument, you're not going to change my mind that he cares more about AEW, or just not even more, cares as much about AEW as Vince McMahon does about the WWE.
Yeah.
There are countless stories. Linda McMahon told an amazing story. I got the couple years ago when WrestleMania, they got like a 50 years of WWE and they talked about WrestleMania 1. And Linda McMahon goes, "We put our house on the line. We basically like put Shane and Stephanie as like collateral, you know what I mean?
Right.
To be able to afford Mania 1, to pay everybody and to make this huge production, right? If WrestleMania 1 lost money, they were going to lose everything.
Yeah.
Right. And they didn't find out that they broke even and they were going to get to keep their house till 2 a.m. Okay. That is like, you want to talk about all in? That is as in as it gets, baby.
Right.
Why do you think Vince McMahon is 70 something years old and is not even entertaining the idea of thinking about down the road retiring?
Yeah. Right.
Because this is his life, man.
That's it.
In 97, when they were getting their ass handed to them, he didn't think about selling or like look for a partner to like, you know, dump a bunch of equity and hope that they would, you know, help bail him out.
Yeah.
He's like, I will go down with this ship if I have to. I will do everything I can to keep it afloat, or I will fucking sink with it. Like the guy from Titanic.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
And that's real. And like, look, I believe AEW is going to make money. I do. I think they can be successful. But something that I definitely want to throw out there, like into the ether, is you better believe that the owner of the Bungle Book
is the Mortal Bungle Book
is going to need to see a return on his investment, at least eventually, for him to just keep writing checks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That he's not like I got to stress this enough. It's one of those things where it's like, what is the real value of money? Vince McMahon might, quote, let's just say, only have $1 billion, right?
Right.
But what if the owner of the Mortal Bungle Book is only willing to lose $250 million and Vince McMahon is willing to lose
a billion,
all billion.
Yeah.
Right. Then no, he doesn't have more money than Vince McMahon.
Here, right.
Not in the wrestling
right.
account.
Well, it's also right now it's smart business. It's smart business for him in this new business venture to not pay Kenny Omega the same amount as Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon can back up a different type of Brinks truck because he has proven commodity, right? The fact is that the WWE Monday Night Raw just got $1 billion to keep going.
Yep.
Right? It just got $1 billion.
Raw.
It got $1 billion for SmackDown to change channels.
Yep.
Right? So, yeah, I can back up and give Kenny Omega $1 million to come be on my programming, whereas the owner of the Mortal Bungle Book if he's a smart businessman, which, because yes, he is more wealthy than Vince McMahon, he's going to make the smart businessman decision, because I imagine that that's what he is, and he's going to be like, Kenny, I'm not going to pay you $1 million per year because, one, we're just starting, and just because I have $6 billion doesn't mean AEW has $6 billion.
Rich people don't get and stay rich by making stupid
right,
choices.
But that's the part that I think like people don't necessarily understand is that it's just because this guy's associated does not mean that all of a sudden AEW is worth $6 billion.
Absolutely correct.
And so this smart businessman was like, yeah, how much money do I have lying around? Okay, maybe I have, you know, $850,000. Cody, Matt, Nick, figure it out.
Right, exactly.
And then when this starts making money, yeah, I'll put more money into it.
Yeah.
But right now you've done one show. You've done
And not under this name.
You did one show, and it was based on a bunch of hype because
you did
it
wrestling
was the first
Woodstock.
Thing. Yeah.
And guess what? Woodstock didn't become an annual event.
Right. And so it's like I don't know if All In 2 is going to have the same staying power. So yeah, no. Cody, I'm not giving you $1 million. And Nick and Matt, I'm not also giving you $1 million.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not going to pay Kenny.
I own the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm never going to get a playoff share.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. I do have a budget here. I'm never going to get NFL playoff money. Not ever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Work with me.
Except for last year.
Work for, yeah, well, and then the one game. You know what I mean? Like, work with me here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mike, who we love, Celebrity Skin totally sounds like a Nirvana song. I know. And Mortal Bungle Book is his favorite Disney non-Pixar movie.
Yeah, right.
Pixar does beat Mortal Bungle Book.
Yeah.
But they definitely
But that's are good. That's the thing, is that Kenny Omega is not, like, he can't pay them. But at the same time, yeah, you better bet your ass that whatever MJF, who was recently on here, you can go to newageinsiders.com and listen to the interview with MJF, and he's a very talented, has a very bright future, but yeah, you're not a proven commodity either. So
no, he's
yeah,
22.
Yeah, so I'm not going to pay MJF the same amount of money that I'm going to pay Kenny Omega.
Yeah, right.
Right?
It's got to be a scale.
But at the same time, yeah, if MJF is the entry level, right, I'm going to pay him X. Yeah, then I'm going to pay whatever his woman equivalent is X.
Yeah, no,
and
I
then
agree
we,
with that. Right.
And then we go from there.
Exactly, right. Like, Britt Baker is probably more well-known than MJF right now, but they're close enough where it's like, yeah, let's just say this job, let's just use round numbers. This job starts at $50,000. This is a $50,000.
You both get it.
This is an entry-level position. And yeah, Britt Baker, like, if we go out and we sign, I can't think of anybody left.
Jordan
like,
Grace?
Yeah, she just signed with Impact.
Yeah, but
if we signed, I don't know, Jordan Grace is fine. Let's say it's fake, right? And look, entry-level for you is $50,000. And if we go out and we sign Pentagon, entry level is $50,000. You know what I mean? And if we deem you to be, quote, more than entry level, that might be something we have to talk about.
Yeah, like, if Johnny Mundo decides to be Johnny All Elite.
And then this is a thing where I think they might have to have some sort of black and white rules where it's got to be like, maybe it's like active performer for more than 5 years, you know, so you get $75,000, like televised world champions get $100,000 and plus, you know,
there's a little bit of a checklist,
something like that. When it comes to, let's just quickly talk about people like MJF, SCU, you know, obviously the Bucks are a part of this. Joey Janela, is that enough What are the names that you want to see come in, and how do we make this like a? Because I love what they've got going so far, but I'm going to be really honest with you. To me, it seems like Jericho and Friends. If I'm being very real with you, to the average wrestling fan, that announcement was Jericho and Friends.
Right. So the big thing is that Kenny Omega is going to make a huge deal when he is officially assigned, announced.
Okay,
that's going to be a huge deal. And then from there, we need to have another couple of mid-tier guys, right? Just to kind of flush out this roster. Guys that you maybe saw or haven't seen before.
Sure.
But are going to be really solid workers. People that are on the climb. One name that I think is going to be great, and I hope that somebody's listening, would be Christian Casanova.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Somebody like that, where it's like, yeah, you're on the level of an MJF.
Yep.
Right? You're definitely up here on the rise. I think you're gonna be something. So have your something start here. Then maybe like a mid-tier kind of journeyman guy. Like
it seems like the kind of company that I think he might have just signed. So I'm just using examples of like people in this ilk, not necessarily them specifically, but it seems like the kind of company that's going to bring in an all ego Ethan Page, because MJF and Ethan Page feel on the same level of relevance to me.
Yeah, right.
Working around the world, but still kind of getting their name out there in a certain way.
Right.
I think that it's Britt Baker makes a ton of sense to me, because I think that eventually they're going to get people of the ilk of Tessa Blanchard, Jordan Grace. People like that. I like, John Gresham is going to probably wind up working with that company. That to me is the kind of place where, at least for a little while, they're going to bring in a guy like maybe like Jimmy Havoc, because you might have heard of him. So they win both ways. You either heard of Jimmy Havoc.
Jimmy Havoc's a good name, because
you either care about him and you want to see him, or you don't know about him and you get to feel like they created him or introduced him.
But at the very least, he's that mid-level, mid-tier guy
that they can afford.
That they need and they can afford, right? Because if they could blow out the doors and let's say everybody was on the table, it's like, what would be really helpful right now? Having Johnny Mundo. What I mean? Having Johnny Mundo. Again, Pentagon and Phoenix. If they get announced as a part of this whole shebang, now all of a sudden this roster gets a little deeper. The issue is that the top is very, very top, and we just need to fill out the rest.
You definitely just sparked something that I certainly want to talk to you about, is that they have announced a working relationship with, I think it's OEW is what it is, I believe. It's a Chinese promotion. Yeah. So that's a two-pronged conversation. One, I just being real with you, I can't have an intelligent conversation about OEW because I don't know anyone they have. If they're anyone, I don't know if they have the best dude in the world. I don't know if fucking Yao Ming works there. I don't know a thing about OEW. Yeah. So I can't have
nobody does.
Right. But what I do want to talk about is the two-prong thing. First, what do you think about them starting off with a relationship with a company in general? And what do you think about the fact that by default, what we can read into this is that they will not have a working relationship with New Japan or Ring of Honor?
So I think that not having a relationship with New Japan or Ring of Honor is smart right now.
Do you really?
I do.
I do. Don't. Go ahead.
The reason is because AEW needs to stand on its own, right? It needs to stand on its own before it can lean on either one of those established promotions. The reason why you're still not with Ring of Honor is because of their terrible business decisions and their lack of direction, right? You didn't agree with their direction. If you agreed with their direction, you would have stayed. So now having an agreement where we're going to hang out and be buddies, not a good idea, right?
Okay.
New Japan has an agreement with Ring of Honor. And if I'm New Japan, I don't necessarily want to go all in with All Elite Wrestling. With a startup company when I get the lion's share of your talent and maybe you're in a down period right now.
But I only like the only thing that was quote unquote missing from Wrestle Kingdom, an interesting note just to put like that little butt on it whatever, just a footnote on Wrestle Kingdom. No Ring of Honor involvement of any variety.
Right.
Usually at the bigger Japan shows.
That's only in a couple years recent thing. That's not a traditional thing.
Right. But if you remember though, like at least the last two, the Ring of Honor title was defended because Kyle O'Reilly beat Adam Cole and Cody Rhodes was on the card against Okada.
Right.
Right? And so, again, and you are right that it's like, it's not bucking a 10-year tradition, yeah. but no Ring of Honor involvement at all.
Right.
But at the same time, to you, I am agreeing with you that, like, look, the fact that just being real with you, if the Ring of Honor title was worth having on Wrestle Kingdom,
but I had it on it.
I could have. And that's cool. The fact that I have the choice is cool. Right now, sorry, I don't have room for you. I got something to do over here. But yeah, when Cody Rhodes has it, I can bring him on. Yep. When O'Reilly's going to beat Adam Cole for it, I can make that on my show.
Right. Well, Adam Cole is also a member of the Bullet Club.
Cole beat O'Reilly.
But the point is that Cole was part of the Bullet Club. And so it's New Japan relevant. There's nothing linking them right now.
That makes sense.
You know, so having them on, it's not really.
It's just usually that, like, even if, like, the, you know, and I know it's just the Young Bucks usually would just, like, be the Ring of Honor champions, even if they were in the IWGP match or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right. There was just no presence. That's all.
But the big thing with New Japan, too, is I'm a company with a ton of history. I don't need a representative. Like, I don't need a partner.
Ring of Honor, I think, needs AEW more than AEW needs Ring of Honor.
Exactly. Well, I do. Yeah. Well, because
not New Japan, but Ring of Honor.
If you're going to talk about a company that's going to fall, because everybody immediately shoots to WWE Impact, right? And it's like, no, they're going to put Ring of Honor out of business because Marty Scurll is leaving.
Yeah.
He is gone.
Yeah.
Right? If his contract is up May 1st, May 2nd is the second he signs at AEW, and then flip, yeah, you're locked in.
Gone.
You're locked in,
gone.
But yeah, you're gone too.
This is no inside info, but Flip's going to sign the second he can.
Yeah, but it's like, so Ring of Honor, you're not building any stars because Jay Lethal and the Briscoes, as much as I like all three of those, and everybody knows how I feel about Jay Briscoe, but,
all hit their ceiling.
They've all hit the ceiling, and they're not getting any younger.
Yeah, oh, absolutely you not. Know? Right. And they're not going to NXT.
No.
None of them.
No.
None of them. And something that I think that just absolutely needs to be a critical factor in this conversation remains that, like, look, whenever we've been talking about this in the past, whenever we've been talking about, like, look, if you're Flip Gordon, what do you want to do? The reason that WWE was so attractive to him at all, really, because, you know, this isn't talking out of school. Flip said it on this show. WWE doesn't, like, super duper interest Flip Gordon. It's a money thing, right?
Right.
And so here's the thing. You kind of either, like, you go to Ring of Honor, right? Look at I'm not even going to talk to Flip. Look at MJF.
Right.
MJF, right, goes, I can go to Ring of Honor, and I probably talked to some people and asked what they think about that, or I can make the same money, maybe get a better contract and health insurance if I go to AEW. Well, now, this is the hot new Corvette. This is the fucking hottest, slickest car in town. Why wouldn't I go to AEW if they're making more noise and I get the same money? What Ring of Honor used to have at their disposal was they were bought by Sinclair Broadcasting, and so they had real money, like, not like crazy money, but yeah, you might be able to make $100,000 a year in Ring of Honor. If you're a pro wrestler that goes from $50 a night to $100,000 a year, that's awesome. But now, because like I was saying, this isn't Cody and the Bucks and look, we're going to have to pay you $500 a night and hope, you know what I mean? No, this is like a job.
Right.
It's like a job.
Right.
And so I do agree with you that, like, if Ring of Honor thinks that, like, look, don't you want to be on TV, kid? You are not the only one that can do that for me.
Well, finally Impact got the memo. And look, we're already on, like, surprise, surprise. Hi, everybody. Welcome. We're on Twitch, right?
Twitch.tv/NewAgentSiders TV.
And the game plan is that the plan for us is to turn this into a television channel.
Right.
And so it's a personal television channel that the New Age Insiders are 100% in control of.
It's called New Age Insiders TV.
We go live when we want to
with
whatever content we want to go live with. We can control reruns when we want to. And I'm a wrestling promotion and I can reach the internet without having to pay for necessarily all of the expensive TV things.
Yep.
Impact. Wake up! I can't believe it took you this long to put a show that was on a television network that nobody got to finally be like, well, nobody can see this show, so we're going to put it on Twitch, too.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, for really. You were on a channel called, like, Snorp. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just like, can you, like, I don't know where to find that. I don't even know how to tell people to go find you. We are going to talk. We do have the 5 burning topics coming to patreon.com/newageinsiders. The stream's going live just a few minutes after this live show. But there are just a few more things that I want to talk to you about. But that is fair here. That, like, look, I don't believe that everybody's going to pick AEW over WWE and NXT and all that stuff because we might be at the end of the cycle, and I acknowledge that. But there's still the reality that nobody, no 10-year-old, right, that's in the business that once was a 10-year-old wrestling fan that is a wrestler now, nobody dreamed of main eventing All In, right? Now, there are 10-year-olds now, they're going to start that dream, and I get you. But they also won't be wrestling for 10 more years, right? So bear with me that if you're out there and you're 20 to 30 years old trying to get signed and trying to make it in this industry, your dream still involves somebody from the Federation. Hogan, Macho, Mr. Perfect, Roddy Piper, Andre the Giant, Steve Austin, The Rock, Triple H. Somebody in the Federation made you want to be a wrestler. I promise. It's just that's how it goes. And so for the dream, quote unquote, dream factor, WWF is still a major attraction. And for the long-term future, still the most possible money you can make in the industry.
Well, and it is the dream for some people, right? Dominik Dijerković.
Yeah. Domino's Dijerky meat.
Yeah. Dominik Dijerković. I can't even say it.
It's Dijakovic.
Dijakovic. Yeah. That's been his, WWE was always his goal.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so that was always the plan. Todd Warbeard Hansen, that was always the goal.
Yeah.
Tommaso, always the goal, right? And so, yeah, I think it's just a new crop of people, and it's exciting. And I think that anybody who's sitting here who panned WWE for being terrible 2 weeks ago and is now like, oh, there weren't that many people at the rally, and the rally wasn't that good, and they didn't surprise me with anything. And it's just like, holy crap, guys. First of all, shut up, you dork. What are you expecting? And no, if you believe any of the garbage of people getting turned away in an arena because they were wearing AEW shirts, you're an asshat.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
You're an absolute asshat.
That's definitely what I want to wrap up this with, because we got to get to patreon.com/newageinsiders for the Patreons and give the 5 burning questions out there. Yeah. Talk about Priscilla's tampon and all sorts of fun stuff that we just didn't get to tonight because AEW's running wild, brother. Including Hulk Hogan, and we'll talk about that too. It happened, and we'll talk about Hulk Hogan's appearance and the tribute to Mean Gene. And I'm sorry to people that are like, hey man, I want to hear this stuff too. You know, this is what the Patreon process is. We only have so much time. You don't actually want a 3 or 4 hour podcast every week. And yeah, if you want to hear this stuff, it is super available. And like I've said 1,000 times, if you get up to Patreon now, it's like your friends have like recommended this show on Netflix and they're on like season 7 and you get to binge so much.
Oh, so much.
Every Patreon episode we've ever done is still up there. So you can just listen and listen and listen to all sorts of fun, awesome stuff and meet some new friends. Patreon.com/newageinsiders. Highly recommended. The last thing I definitely want to close with is this weird attitude thing. Because we opened the show with it, and I want to come full circle.
Yeah.
The same people, the very same, that I see going out there and being like, WWE is hot garbage, and WWE is at its all-time worst. I can't watch this shit anymore.
Right.
I want Vince to die. I want Vince to retire. They've lost it. They've lost me. Right? Those are the same people that this week have come out and been like, you nerds at your sweaty fat rally going to the Jacksonville thing, and you think that they're going to take down WWE. They're just going to be WCW. They're just going to be Impact. This is going to be dead. You guys suck. And it's like, why? Why are you so against other people's happiness? But also, how can this possibly work both ways? How can you possibly be so down on WWE and tell me they're so goddamn awful? And then somebody, you know what this is? This is proof. Just throwing this out there, and I'm talking to you. If you're like, hey, I'm talking to YOU. The opposite of love is not hate. It is apathy, right? And so when you shit on WWE and you crap on it, and then I come along and I go, yeah, well, if you wanted to, you could go and do this, and you go, fuck you, WWE's the king, look at the money, Vince McMahon, Cody Rhodes a loser, all you guys are rejects. That is not apathy. That is not hatred. That is secret love, man. The good thing that pulls from this is that you love the WWE way more than I think you thought you did, because you can't even accept the fact that people are like, hey, if WWE keeps letting me down, I'll watch this too. And you're like, outrageous. This is insufferable. Right. I hate all of you. You're all losers. And it's like, goddamn, man. what is it? And what is it about this that bothers you so much? You know what right. I mean? Like, what is it? Like, WWE has gotten to a point of complete not apathy, just laziness, just contentment.
Yes.
They are content. This is what we do. This is that we're the only restaurant in town, so this is the pretty decent food we serve. And yeah, you'd love to go to a different restaurant, but you're not going to actually drive to one, so shut up and eat. And they got to that point where they used to be the best, and now they're just the only. And all of a sudden, they're not going to be the only anymore. Yeah. And I'm not telling you that they're going to lose positioning, that they're going to crumble, that they won't be the biggest anymore. Not at all. They are going to lose 0 weeks to the ratings war here. We won't going to have an 83-week fucking fight. We're going to have a zero-week fight. I acknowledge these things. But they have gotten to this point of contentment that is ruining the experience weekly for a lot of fans. And so now they have somebody that's lit a fire under their ass that goes, hey, you're not the only game in town. There are names people care about. We're going to take care of these people, and we are going to do something different, new, and exciting. And all of a sudden, it's like, look, do you want to lose a small percentage of your audience? Do you want to lose a percentage of your online buzz and your social media following that we found out from Dolph Ziggler on this show is super important to them,
yeah.
right? Or do you want to get better and cement your spot? Do you want people online to keep calling you the best? Do you want ratings to improve so you buck these trends? And when you have that complacency, right?
Right.
That's the word I've been looking for this whole time.
Complacency.
When you have this complacency, right, then you don't strive to be better.
No.
And sometimes the best thing that can happen to 1997 blah Monday Night Raw is the NWO. And maybe the best thing that can happen to this company that has plateaued in popularity recently is somebody to come along and push them to be better.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that would bother you so much. And like, look, if you're some sort of insufferable WWE fan or AEW fan, let's play devil's advocate here. If you're going around saying, time's up, WWE, clock's ticking, you're fucked, then you're dumb. You're dumb.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you're never, they're never going to put WWE out of business. They're never even going to make it a debate. But if you're also on the other side of things and you're like, stupid losers trying to live a dream and get paid and get health insurance and take care of each other and entertain fans in a new, exciting way, you sound like just an asshole.
It's like, you know, new shows come up all the time, right?
Yeah, for this real.
There's not just one sitcom that we watch or one cop drama that we watch
right.
or one medical drama that we watch or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Fat Guy Hot Wife has been a show for 40 years.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
And there's so many of them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Fat Guy Hot Wife will be on CBS Thursdays at 8 forever.
Yeah, right.
They might be different fat guys. They might be different hot wives. But Fat Guy Hot Wife will always be a show.
Yeah, right. And it's just like, man, I don't understand why you hate that. To touch on the getting turned away thing.
Ugh.
Here's the thing, guys.
Boo.
This is exactly like every urban legend you hear where it's like, I had a friend and my friend ate at a sandwich shop. And they got this chicken sandwich, and then they got called by a lawyer saying that an employee got arrested for jacking off in the Alfredo sauce. And it's like, what? That is such an urban legend. Like that, like everybody has a friend of a friend that had that. I have not seen anybody come up and go, I was kicked out because I was wearing an AEW shirt.
Yeah, and the person that like originally posted it and like looked for attention, like tagged the world in it so somebody would look at him, and he played a penis through it. So he's like some guy that's like probably like local talent-y level guy. He's like in the business.
He works for Pro Wrestling Tees.
Yeah, and so he's just looking for attention.
That right.
If he works for Pro Wrestling Tees, then he's some guy going like, look, I just wore my brand new AEW shirt that you can only get on Pro Wrestling Tees and got kicked out of at SmackDown, at WWE, at Ryan Satin, at Social Justice
Warrior.
And
then Ryan Satin, who's the next TMZ guy, is like, oh boy, here we go.
Like, is this true? And it's just no.
I never.
It's not true.
I never actually believe these type of things.
Colby Phillips says, but there's a video. But there's a lot of people that have come out and said that they had been acting a fool all night long for attention, asking to get thrown out. And so they finally did. And so they can go like, it's because of my shirt. You know what I mean? It's like, No, it's because you've been an asshole all night. So there are just as many people that have come out and said, I was there and you guys were being dicks on purpose. That's why you got thrown out. Then it's not a shirt thing, guys. There are too many Bullet Club shirts in the front row of Raw every night, every pay-per-view.
Every single time they cut to the crowd on Monday and Tuesday night,
Bullet
Club stuff.
Yeah, so I just don't believe it.
Again, it goes back to my argument about Chris Jericho, right? If they weren't going to boot out Jericho when he was wrestling at Dominion, if he was wrestling, you know, at New Wrestle Kingdom, if they weren't going to ban Bullet Club stuff when All In was making all sorts of headlines, then they weren't gonna do it.
I just don't believe it to be true.
I
just don't believe it to be true. But yeah, but the gist of it just comes back to like, look, don't be insufferable on either end of the thing. Like, let's be fair here. Don't be this promotion, because All In doesn't count. So this promotion has launched zero events.
Right.
They've had 0 hours of television, 0 hours of pay-per-view, zero real actual content, right? Actual content, not a pep rally. And so, yeah, if you want to be like, AEW is already my favorite thing in the business, I already love it, it's already the only thing I love, it's like, well, first of all, they have given you nothing to go off of yet.
Yeah.
So relax. You see, I'm going to be real with you here. You seem a little silly to say that AEW is already your favorite show when we haven't watched the pilot, okay?
Yeah, right.
Let's breathe. So don't be all the way over there, right, and be like, yeah, good luck, WWE, and here comes Cody, the next great wrestling thing, and Vince McMahon. Don't be that guy, right, because being stupid too. And then don't be this weird pro-WWE only when it's convenient guy, you know, and rally around this company to the point where you think that anybody else just trying to fulfill a dream, give people an option, and not working the system. I mean, this is a company, this is a group of guys that are like, I just don't want to work for Walmart. I want to own my own store. And I thought that was like the American dream. And I thought that, you know what I mean?
And especially when you fall on hard times.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to play a space alien.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And your brother's a sex trophy that came to life. But you know what I mean? Like, I just think that this is something that I don't understand why the worst reaction you have wouldn't just be something like, it's probably not going to be for me, but good for them for going for it.
Yeah, right.
Anything more visceral and angry than, it's just not going to be for me. I don't care about anybody on the roster. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think you're selling yourself short for not giving it a look. But if you were to be like, yeah, guys,
I don't get it.
I don't care about Cody Rhodes. I don't like Joey Janela. I don't care about it. I just want to watch on Mondays.
The Young Bucks aren't for me.
Right. Then it's just like, oh, okay. But for you to be like, what a bunch of losers living a dream and shooting for the moon. It's like, I don't know, man. Maybe you need to chase a dream and see how fucking hard it is.
Yeah, that comes from a person that has their dream died a long time ago.
Yeah, for real. Like, just because your light is out doesn't mean we can't shine. You know what I mean? Like, goddamn. Have you ever chased a dream? It's fucking hard. Good for them for, like, one by one. Because if Hangman Page wanted to be at NXT TakeOver for the Rumble, he would be there.
Yeah.
And he's not because he's betting on his friends.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Like, even if you think it's dumb,
right?
Like, why does it make you mad?
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's the thing.
That's the thing. It's not that it's not for you and you're not going to like it. It makes you mad that they're doing it.
Yeah. Even if you do like think it's a stupid idea and you're like, why wouldn't you go work for Walmart? They're always going to exist and they'll pay you more and give you, right? It's just more of a guarantee. Okay. That's who you are. You're not a risk taker. But for you to be like, fuck your new store. I hope it burns down.
Right.
You're all loser shopkeepers. It's like, this isn't about wrestling. You're just mad.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And I just hope that people get enjoyment out of everything. And I sincerely mean that. I hope that people can, like, look, if you want to watch WWE 95% of the time, but you watch every once in a while because you heard there was this kick-ass match in AEW, that's cool too. I'm not telling you have to love AEW. I just don't understand why it would ruin your day that Cody Rhodes is like, I'm going to give this a shot. That's weird to me. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why wrestling would evoke that type of reaction from you. It's strange. We got five burning topics. I'm actually going to tease them right now. We're going to talk about where will Kenny Omega land? Where should Kenny Omega go? The pros and cons to a major decision with Kenny Omega. We're going to talk about Hulk Hogan. He came back to Raw. paid a tribute to Mean Gene. What did we think about the Hulk Hogan appearance? We're going to talk about Kushida. Is he NXT's next big signing as he announces he's done with New Japan Pro Wrestling? We're going to talk about Sasha Banks and the fact that Ronda Rousey has sort of thrown her into the loop to be potentially getting a horsewomen versus horsewomen WrestleMania main event. And we are going to talk about Priscilla Kelly, her bloody tampon. Is that too much? What do we think about something that's grossly going around? Now, I don't know if it's viral, but it might have a virus. And we'll talk about those five burning topics. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. You can also sign up for twitch.tv/New Age Insiders, and we'll send you the live stream so you can be part of the show. It's live.
Via Twitch Prime.
Via Twitch Prime, right?
Yeah, or anything. Just regular.
Just if you sign up on Twitch. Yeah, if you sign up on twitch.tv, because if you pay for it, it's $5.
Yeah.
So twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. If you pay for Twitch, we'll send you the stream, become a Patreon, meet some awesome people, and enjoy the shows. Apple guy will answer the question on the air. How do I get old shows? If you sign up for patreon.com/New Age Insiders, it just sort of like opens the page. And so you can scroll down and all the backlog episodes are just archived through Patreon. And Patreon does have an app, which is easy to use with an audio player.
Yes.
So it's just the archives are there. You just got to scroll.
And we see the people in the chat. Yeah, we do try to keep up with the comments as much as we can on Twitch. It's just very hard when we're having multiple conversations and going.
Yeah, and there's a delay.
I'm monitoring it the whole time.
And there's a delay. But we are going to be actively working to make this even more interactive, including a voicemail system so we can actually hear from you guys coming this year sometime as well. But Apple guy, we see you. How do you get the old shows? Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. The entire backlog is there as well. Everything else would run, if you're talking about traditional shows, would run through iTunes. But the fun stuff happens on Patreon. The stream's going to go live. Join us there. Twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV or Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. Jump to the fun. Thank you guys for joining us so much. We hope that you enjoy what AEW brings to the table. Of course, we're going to be covering AEW when they're making news and breaking stories and headlines are abound. Of course, we're going to talk about AEW, and we're super excited. We will keep you posted on our involvement in Double or Nothing. We've already begun the process of getting that started, and we'll keep you posted as to what we got planned for that as well. Super exciting time to be a pro wrestling fan. Super exciting time to join the New Age Insiders experience. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. Twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. Late Night Liam live can only be found on Twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV Tuesday nights.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock Tuesday nights. Is there anything else you guys got to get on the air before we jump over to Patreon?
Yeah, we definitely had a couple of people just kind of stumble upon the stream tonight here on Twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. So thank you to everybody if this was your first time watching here on Twitch. We really appreciate it. Hope you come around every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. It's where we're going to be. We'll be here in the wrestling category. More stuff to come on Twitch. So, you know, just even if you don't necessarily subscribe, give us a follow and, you know, just kind of set that alert so that you know when we're going live.
Awesome. Super excited about the future, like we said. Super excited about what's going on around here and what's really going on in the world of pro wrestling. Fun time to be around. Jump over to patreon.com/New Age Insiders now so you can join the fun and be part of the most interactive, community-driven experience, which is those live streams. We look forward to it almost as much as anything. And we'll see you real soon. My name is Jason Malta.
I'm Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. You can find us all over the place at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, everything but Snapchat because I don't get it. Thank you for making us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. Go to Patreon.
We out.